song's just like the coolest. Yeah. The song's the coolest thing ever. First guy who wrote a song was like, I am on to something. He had so all his friends like, dude, it's a song, we can sing it together. And they're like, oh, no way, it's genius.
Do a sing-along.
Oh, sing-along. I'm so bad at sing-alongs. I was just thinking about Pete Seeger, though. What would Pete do right now? He would have you all singing with him. Yeah, what's your... That's the hardest sing-along ever. Hardest sing-along ever. Yeah, right. Sort of at a loss. Speaking of row your boat. You guys ever thought about how heavy that song is? It's so simple. It's like a Zen koan or something. You know? Like, I feel like when I start checking that song out, I feel like I could sing it forever. It's like all of it's right there. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Life is but a love that. No, but someone did come up to me and they're like, man, I love your children's record. It's so great. And I was like, thank you. Because you take any compliment you get, you just take it. Singing a Ruby song? I don't know. I don't. You got me on the spot. Ruby never. She actually asks me not to sing with her. She likes to have the space to free improvise. So when you start to sing along, she politely asks you to stop. So that she can really, like, achieve her vision. The ongoing narration of her day in song.
Especially fond of the diaper.
The diaper song?
She pooped on the floor or something.
I'm telling you, it's like a constant stream of free improvisation. She gets it from her mother. So no, she never repeats the same thing twice. She uses a lot of the same tunes, though. Like Eatsy Meets the Spider. I don't know what to do. I got time to play one more song. I don't know any kids songs.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Peter Rowan.